If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Now you're all downloaded, let's talk about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton. This is Christmas Podding.
Well, hi everyone, and thanks for joining us. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is Christmas Podding. We're into weekly episodes between now and Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Hi everyone, welcome to Christmas Podding.
Vanessa's had her tree up for a month. If you've been following along at home, I'm putting mine up this weekend.
Okay, that's exciting.
The shops are filling up with stuff at the moment.
They are. I have mentioned it's been a slower lead in this year. I feel like they were a little late this year, but it's good to see that the shops have caught up. They're on board. Have you got your colour scheme prepped, everything ready to go?
Are you asking me or are you asking people at home?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, no. But yes, I've got three. I've got a choice. I've got like buckets of baubles and it'll.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm on my way. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
but do you have a specific colour theme going
silver
on?
Silver and pink this year.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Did you pick that or did the girls?
I did. You don't leave these things to the kids.
Okay, I'm just saying. I wouldn't have expected pink to be number one.
I have two daughters, which is why we went pink.
It's a great. There's lots of blush in the shops this year.
Let me tell the folks at home what's coming up on the show. Okay,
I know you're
keen to start.
I'm so excited.
We're talking loyalty cards on this week's podcast. How you can turn your unused loyalty cards into a Christmas windfall and Christmas party conversation guide. The do's and don'ts. Oh, this is an old favorite. We've done this a couple of times before.
Yeah.
What you can and can't say at this year's Christmas party. But, and I almost forgot. We have a little surprise for you. I almost forgot. We've been in the studio.
Yep.
This is the podcast studio. We've been in the music recording studio. We have completed our new Christmas CD.
We've been talking about it.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if it was going to happen.
It's done. It's recorded.
But it did.
We're going to unveil our new tracks. So we'll start with this episode.
I'm a bit nervous.
No, don't be.
I'm nervous because the last batch was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so we could always say, oh, look at us 10 years ago. Oh, look. Oh, it was 10 years ago. It doesn't really matter. Like now it's kind of real.
If you're new to the podcast, we've worked together for many years and we have released not one, but we've released two Christmas CDs before. We never said they were good, but because it's Christmas, everyone just sings along, no one cares.
Yeah.
We've released our third. So we now have an official third Christmas CD, which you can only get by listening to this show. We're going to play it at the end of this episode. So do not. Some people are going.
I'm nervous.
They play songs. Yeah, the last thing we do, hang through all this.
Stick with it.
Get right to the end.
Do people know about the little funny bit at the end of the song too? Do we talk about
the mistakes that we
played? Do we tell them?
No, that was what we call a little Easter egg, a little surprise.
Okay. Well, that'll encourage them to keep on listening.
You're like the person that reveals, pulls back the curtain and shows them everything we do.
I know, but we need a teaser to make sure that they actually do stay.
Hang around because right at the very end, after our new Christmas CD, we play the mistakes. We better make some.
It's so the best bit of the podcast.
Is Christmas overhyped? Let me run you through what some of the critics are saying at the moment. The calories, the expense, the smug Facebook posts, they're all adding up to a real negative undertone when it comes to Christmas. We want to look at this objectively right now. Are the negatives worth taking account or are we wrong here? There's a lot people don't like about Christmas. They say the food comas, the too much alcohol, having to spend time with family you don't like. What are we missing here?
Okay.
We love Christmas.
We do. Look, I feel like this is a little bit of a Grinch outlook, really. Christmas is what you make of it. And you don't have to overdrink the alcohol.
No.
You don't have to overegg the souffle.
No.
You don't have to You don't
back
have
that
to
up. That's actually a phrase I've been using lately that you've just stolen.
It's your favourite quote.
You've just stolen it out.
I love it. You can switch off Facebook for the day. Honestly, if things
you have options,
if things are bringing you down and that really is ruining your Christmas experience, please, I encourage you to just do what makes you happy. Like, don't indulge in that. Don't eat too much. Just go for your nap. Shift things the way that you
Absolutely.
Want. to give yourself a positive experience.
I do have a good mate. A mate, hi Brad, I know he listens to the show. He doesn't like Christmas at all. I'm like, mate, it is exactly what you make it. You don't have to put on 2,000 calories on Christmas Day. In fact, the last couple of years, and not even because I was watching my weight, I just felt like there's a lot of food in this table. I'd have one large plate, not two plates of food. Felt great.
Yeah, and then you've got more leftovers.
Spread it out even longer. Look, I'm going to agree slightly. The smug Facebook posts do get me.
Yeah.
You know, oh, the humble brags. Oh, look what we've done. Yeah, okay. All right. We all do it. I'll be putting a post up on Christmas Day. In fact, last year's Christmas Day post was me in London. Do you reckon that was smug?
Smug to the max.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, I don't think I liked that one.
But why wouldn't I put it up?
Of course.
Exactly.
Well, it's as much for your own memories as well. Like,
yes.
Then this Christmas, you'll look at that. That'll pop up on your feed.
I'll be the depressed one this year when I look back and go, remember last year
when
we rode our bikes to Buckingham Palace on Christmas Day?
Magic.
I posted that photo as well too.
I know.
I think they're wrong. I think the critics have got it wrong. It is exactly what you make it. And I got a good vibe about Christmas 2020. I reckon we can turn it into something pretty special.
I really think we can. And I hope that we can. I hope that Christmas will be the shining light of what has been a crazy year on so many levels.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, I gave a very big piece of advice to Vanessa in a couple of weeks. When I say advice, expert advice.
Educated.
Which she didn't use. I want to call her out next. Don't go anywhere. This is Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Our names are Liam and Ness. This is Christmas Podding. We do talk all things Christmas. Hey, thanks for downloading. We appreciate it. Weekly episodes between now and Christmas Day. Our brand new Christmas CD has been recorded. We can't wait to play it for you at the end of this episode. We talked a few weeks ago about the fact that I used to work in a Christmas shop.
Mm.
Part of the reason this podcast came about.
Oh, highlight of your life, your career.
Well, look, 25 years in media, 3 months in a Christmas shop.
Yep.
It was in between gigs, but it was a great season.
Yeah.
And one of the things I gave you advice on a few weeks ago, was buying a new tree. You asked me some questions.
Yeah.
You said, what should I get? I said, well, these are the size choices. This is the type of tree I'd be getting. And what was the one thing I said not to get?
You said, don't get pre-lit and don't get frosted.
Exactly. And what did you go and buy the other day?
A frosted tree.
Exactly. Now, was that just to spite me? Talk me through it.
Okay. Look, I think I asked for your opinion as opposed to your advice.
But you need to frame it. When it comes to Christmas trees, unfortunately for you, it's expert opinion. Because I've done it. I've lived it.
I
worked in a Christmas shop.
3 whole months. 1 whole Christmas.
Yeah. 3 months longer than you.
Okay.
So
fair point.
Talk me through the frosted tree.
I did work in Meijer.
Yeah, you did.
One Christmas.
Yeah.
So that kind of counts.
Kind of.
You know, it was Christmassy.
Yeah.
All right. It was in the women's fashion department.
What were you thinking?
Okay. All right. I went Christmas tree shopping because I wanted a second tree.
Yep.
So my current tree, which is my main tree, which is upstairs and is pride of place.
Beautiful.
It is a tall 240-centimetre green tree. Now, I needed a new second tree because I previously had a white tree that was a very cheap tree. It was spindly from the start.
Which is another piece of advice I gave. Don't buy white trees.
I know that now. Mm. That white tree discoloured very quickly and turned into a yellow tree. and it was terrible. I was like, no, this tree has got to go. Now, the thing is, I wanted a second tree that was quite different from the original, from the main tree. For obvious reasons.
Yeah,
I don't just want a double up. I want a different looking tree, which is why I had the white tree. When I went and looked around, I just loved the frosted look.
Yeah.
I love the white snowflakes.
It's lovely.
I love the look. And it's a way of getting a white tree feel with a green tree that just has a little bit of snow, a little bit of northern hemisphere, and it's not going to discolour.
Was it on sale or did you get it full price?
No, full price because this is a pre-Christmas thing. Now, look, I didn't get pre-lit, so I did. This one came in pre-lit, but I opted just for the standard. So I did follow your advice there.
Now, why did I say not to buy a frosted tree?
I don't remember. Was it because it makes a mess?
No, it's rats. So when I was working at the Christmas shop, every year people would come back.
I don't remember you saying that.
Absolutely. I told the story. I can go back and play the tape. So every year people would bring it back and say, oh, all the frosting's gone. And now I've got rats in my house. So actually, it's like food for rats. Rats, mice, and possums, they love
What's it made of, I wonder?
I don't know. It's not good.
Well, I do have to say, I've raised this also on
it's
the
It's not
pot.
Edible and it's poisonous.
Well, okay, I've got a puppy this year.
Yeah.
And he has taken a bit of a liking to the frosted tree.
Absolutely. Animals
I've
love it.
I've had to get a spray bottle to keep him away. Just water, like that I just, you know, give him a little spray.
What bugs me though is I don't just give this info out just because I can. Like I genuinely want to make everyone's Christmas better.
I thought it was for the people at home, not necessarily for
but
me.
Like, the day I gave you the advice, the very next day you go and buy a frosted tree. Was
I just love the look.
Was I going through your head? Did you think... Pretty sure. What did Liam say about the? What was the advice he gave?
I knew you'd said don't get a frosted tree, but I was just standing in the shop going,
each to their own.
I just love the frosted tree. This is my favourite tree in this collection, and that's what I'm going to buy.
And what I did say is that I do love a frosted tree. Just practically, it's impractical.
Yeah, look, I do have to say it does drop. It's a bit messy. Like it does drop a bit of snow on the ground.
Pretty
so
sure
I do. I don't think you did. But I do have to vacuum under the tree a fair bit just to keep it keep it clean.
You do you and I'll do me. And look, advice is only there just as a guide.
It's a guide.
It looks great.
I think the listeners should. The tree looks great. It's the kids' tree. They've gone for a theme of quirky on their tree, which means it is a mishmash.
It's a free-for-all.
Of everything you could
and
imagine.
And you know what? The big question, did it make you happy?
Absolutely.
Did it make you smile?
Fills my heart with joy.
And if it only lasts one season, who cares?
Yep.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But don't come. I'm not going to your house in the near future.
There's no rats. I've not noticed any rats in the house.
No, they'll come about mid-March when you pack it around the box.
Right.
Don't go anywhere. We're talking loyalty cards next. Could those loyalty cards lying around your home, your wallet, be the Christmas windfall you've been looking for? We'll find out in just a second on Christmas Potting.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Potting, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Potting. We talk all things Christmas. Our names are Liam and Ness, and loyalty cards on our agenda this week. Let's get a Christmas windfall. Have you got loyalty cards? Why you should be planning ahead now and cashing in your loyalty points for Christmas? We've done this year after year. If you've got $100 on your Flybuys card, that's $100 less that you spend at Christmas time. And actually, I reckon a Christmas purchase on points is better than a random July purchase because it feels so good that you are spending it on something as exciting as Christmas.
Yeah, this was my strategy for many years, actually. And I had a rewards program on my credit card.
Yep.
So it just felt like all year round is just racking up the points, put whatever you can on the credit card, pay it off straight away, and cash it in for those loyalty cards. And honestly, when things were very tight, those gift cards that we would get for a department store or for whatever made a huge difference in the Christmas budget in being able to afford the gifts that we needed to buy.
Oh, imagine buying presents for 1, 2, 3 members of your family that you haven't actually had to pay for.
Yeah.
I think it's a better purchase.
Yeah.
It's a sneaky purchase and on the inside it makes me feel better. I hope you enjoy that toasted sandwich maker. That I didn't pay for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, look, it really does. And the other thing that's really good to keep an eye out for is just those kind of 30% off sales or 20%.
On your points cards. They do it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you have redeemed it for a voucher that you then and buy something when it is on sale and then you're kind of getting a double bonus. Like it is amazing. Or, just look for those discounts. Try and double up those bargains because it makes so much difference collectively.
I guess what we're saying, and this is where the podcast turns practical, jump online now and see what they're offering for Christmas.
Yeah.
Think of it as a Christmas sale and see how many points you got. So many times you might have a couple of thousand points you didn't. Oh, have I?
Mm.
I mean, I'm pretty vigilant. I check my balance every couple of weeks, so I know that there's money there to be spent.
Yeah.
So
I'm not so vigilant, but you're right. It's a great opportunity to check all the cards that you do have in your wallet. Like I keep my loyalty cards separate.
Mm.
And so some of them are out of sight, out of mind. So it's a really good idea just to check through that now and know where you're placed.
I know you'll hate this, but I'm that guy that writes a post-it note about my loyalty card and puts it on the back of my loyalty card. So when I pull my wallet
out. You're such a nerd. In a good way. I mean it with love. What is also good is the apps that keep all your loyalty cards together. So then you can track your bonuses and your gifts and things
and
really
and you might
easily.
Need it this year. We know 2020 is going to be a tough Christmas. So where you can save dollars where you can, go and check out your loyalty cards and hopefully there'll be a little windfall for you this Christmas. We're getting into the office party season. Before you know it, you'll be having it. What could be this weekend even, you know?
Yeah.
Some have it early, some have it late. The do's and don'ts. We've been told what you can and can't talk about at this year's Christmas party. We'll get into that up next.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
You're listening to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Look, we talk all things Christmas. Got a little surprise for you coming up soon. Long-time listeners of the show will know that we have, in years gone by, released two Christmas CDs. We did 1,000 of each. There's 2,000. Every time I go to a Salvo's, I check the CD bin just to see if our CD is in there.
I'd love to see it show up one day. But I don't know where those 1,000 are.
Yeah, I've got one out of the 2,000 that we've given out.
I don't know where mine went.
Well, we've just released a new one and we're going to display it at the end of this episode. We love to end our show with a Christmas tune. We've got a brand new Christmas EP we're going to get to soon. But right now, office Christmas party conversations. The two don'ts, don't talk about work, don't talk about politics. That we've been told that many years and this is the experts are saying don't do this year. Here's what they want you to talk about this year's Christmas party. Viral memes is a good conversation starter. We do that all the time.
Okay.
Like, what's your favourite meme kicking around at the moment? What about the COVID meme? We were just laughing about this before. Remember that meme during COVID? Introverts, check on your extroverted friends. They need help at the moment.
They're not okay.
Talk about memes. That is something they say you should talk about. Articles you've read recently.
Yep, love that.
I've just read a 1994 Rolling Stone magazine. Had some great articles about great bands.
Look, even save these on your phone. Like, just start a new note with interesting articles I've read.
It's a bit naff.
No, it's not. It's very organised.
I've done that before.
Yeah, have I.
I've gone to events where I've written a list of, hey, I want to talk about this over the next hour and a half. I've done that.
It's a good backup option. Look, hopefully the conversation just flows naturally, but if not, you've got your backup.
But I'm a list guy. Like, what you can't see in front of me right now, I've got two post-it notes, which are things I have to do for the rest of the day. You know what's at the top of my list at the moment?
What?
Buy bread rolls for dinner tonight.
Okay.
You know what else I've got to do?
At least you'll remember.
I've got to ring the real estate for my wife. I've got a whole list of things to do. And then you came in about third. Record podcast with Vanessa.
Well, thanks a lot.
More things to talk about. Christmas itself. You're in the season. What music are you liking at the moment?
Yep.
What Christmas food are you loving at the moment? You could do a whole night just talking about stuff you like about Christmas.
I could talk about Christmas food all day and night.
What's your favourite food of choice?
The roast turkey. You know that.
I sent Vanessa a text the other night. I was in Coles. It's not right. I was in Woolworths because Coles haven't got them. And they had, what did I send you? It was a turkey roll.
Yeah.
Sent you a photo of it.
You got it, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
No. The fear's still there.
we've got to break through this.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We're going to go shopping one day. I'm going to help you buy it.
I've had my turkey this year at your Christmas in July.
But I want you to be empowered to do it for yourself.
You know what? I think also for the turkey, I have an issue with the taste. It's not chicken. It's
not
like,
meant to be chicken.
It's like off chicken.
No. It's not chicken, but it's just, it's a bit different, but it's got its own qualities, but it's similar, but, it's the flavour combos
gamey.
Too.
It's
going
chicken.
With the cranberry and,
It's not my bag, but I'm getting there. Like, I sent you a photo. I said, hey, they're selling turkey rolls at Woolworths this year.
Also, I want to do a trifle this year.
Really?
Yeah. What's wrong?
No, I already know what's that's my least favourite dessert. With the sponge and the jelly and the cream and the
But there's modern twists on it. Like I did a Curtis Stone recipe a couple of Christmas in Julys ago. That was when you weren't invited.
Yeah.
but it was a Curtis Stone one.
Oh, you laughed.
Where it
that
was
hurt.
I'm sorry. You didn't make the
cut. I didn't live in your suburb.
No,
I get it.
I've relaxed. I've changed the rules. Anyway, it was a lemon and blueberry.
You're right.
And so it didn't use the sponge roll and jelly. It used butter cake with lemon curd and blueberry. It just the elements and mascarpone cheese. Like the elements were all incredible and it just took it to a new level.
We see what we've just done there is we started talking about Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And we've literally just listed off six things you could talk about at your Christmas party.
Look at us go.
And all of a sudden I'm like, what are we talking about again? Oh, that's right, we're talking about Christmas parties. Like, you, there are so many conversations you can do that aren't work or politics.
What I'm really interested in this year is how COVID will change our office Christmas parties. And we might have to follow this up because I don't know yet what my office is doing. I don't know if you've made any plans.
I spoke to the boss the other day. We work at the same place and I actually volunteered to work the Christmas party. I said,
while the rest of us
are at the party. Yeah.
What?
Someone's got to work it.
Why?
I enjoy working. And
during the Christmas party?
Well, someone's got to do it. Like, our business doesn't just close.
I know.
So I've offered to work that day.
You should be at the party.
I'm working it.
What?
How good's that?
Are you crazy?
How good am I? Hey, guys, the rest of you 80 people, go and have a great time. I'll take care of things here while you go and have fun. You can thank me later. You seem genuinely shocked.
I am shocked.
Why?
Because
someone's got to work it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want to enjoy...
It's good coin. Extra money.
It's fun.
Yeah,
but surely they can just shut the office for a couple of hours.
No.
Unmanned.
For people that don't know, we work in a radio station.
Yeah.
And someone's got to be sitting there spinning the tunes and talking funny.
Yeah, but they... Anyway, I'm working this.
I'm working the Christmas party. So
you know what? I'm a little disappointed because it means we won't be able to enjoy some time together at the Christmas party. Are you going to come after?
No. I'm... What? By the time I get there,
honestly,
it'll be really messy. So no, I'm not.
I'm genuinely disappointed because that could have been a celebration for us. We could have done a toast to the podcast.
I thought I was doing something really nice for the team and offering to work.
I'm disappointed because I know a lot of people enjoy your company and, you know.
Maybe that was part of the plan. Maybe I'm looking forward
to
all the.
You need to come out of your shell.
We wish you were here, Tex. Ain't as fun without you.
Oh.
Thought I was doing something really nice.
No.
So I should have actually put that whole thing, taken that off the podcast list because I'm not even going to be there. So it'll just be Vanessa talking about her favourite turkey recipe.
I'm genuinely
Wow, we've lowered the tone, haven't we? I've got to pick up the tone.
I'm genuinely disappointed. But, okay, I do want to hear about what other people's offices are doing for their parties this year. Are there going to be Zoom Christmas parties? Like, are you going to sit at home with a glass of bubbles?
That's assuming we're actually having one. We haven't actually been given a date for our work Christmas party.
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't know anything about it. Are we allowed? Like, obviously, different states in the country, different countries overseas, like... Let us know. What is your office doing?
Whatever it is, I won't be there. Well, whatever it is, I'll be Zooming in regardless because I'll be working.
Don't
go anywhere because we are about to unveil. This is really big, folks. We have finally gone into the studio and recorded a brand new Christmas CD. It's been 10 years since we recorded our last one.
It shows.
We are hoping you like what we've produced. We'll get to that up next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Look, we're talking all things Christmas. We're about to take you out with a bit of razzle dazzle. Let me set the scene. So as you know, for listening for a long time, we've worked together for many years. Throughout our career, we've released two CDs before, and we have always ended the show with a Christmas tune that was ours. We have sung these before. They're old songs for us.
Look,
we did them years ago.
We love Christmas.
Yeah.
We love singing. It's a way to just share the joy. We hope people sing along. Like, I hope that people do consider this as a sing-along because... You know,
we're not performers.
I don't want to be a soloist. You don't want to be a soloist. Like, this is a group.
I don't want to be a duet.
This was your idea.
You know, I had major regrets.
Look,
it was my idea, and I had to talk you into this.
Yeah.
And as I was driving to the recording studio, I literally regretted it. I went, what have I done?
And then we got there, and I feel like I was a bit more enthusiastic than you. We kind of had a switch then in.
I gave it my best.
Yeah, but, you were a little off. Like,
no, I was still happy. I was happy to be there.
Okay.
I just don't rate myself as a singer, and I don't have to. This is Christmas singing. You don't have to be good.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, think of it as the families gathered around the piano.
But it's not. You should hear some of the conversations we have with our producer. Make us sound good. Put some reverb on us.
Just put the auto-tune on.
Throw as much auto-tune as you can. And he's like, I can only do what I can do with what I've got. He said, I'll throw a lot of glitter at it.
Look, it's so much so. Don't, like, please don't compare us to Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé.
That's the problem.
Like,
we go into the studio.
We are not that.
We go into the studio with a mindset of, oh, we're recording a CD. We have to be good. And then we sit here and go, ah, no, we weren't trying to be good, but we literally were trying to be good.
We're
not good.
Well, you want to do your best, but we're not singers. We're amateurs.
Talked it down enough. This is our brand new Christmas CD. Five brand new tracks over coming weeks. We've got new songs, new material. It's just a nice little way that we like to wrap up our show every week. If you're still with us, we're assuming we put it at the end. I wish I had the stats on when people stop listening. I know there's only a couple that listen. Yeah. I know Bronte listens right through. Hi, Bronte.
Okay, good.
Love you. Dom listens right through. Hello, Dom.
He's a loyal listener.
So they've been waiting to get to this. So this is the track one of the new CD. People are going to ask how they
sing
get
along,
and
everyone.
Get of it.
Can they?
Well, at this stage, you can just get it from the podcast.
Yeah.
If it gets a bit of traction, we could release
are we?
It. Oh, we could. We could. I'm not saying we will.
Okay.
As we like to say,
never too early.
It's never too early.
Never
too late to wish someone a Merry Christmas. Enjoy. It's our new song.
Sing along.
Call out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. And we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest tree I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older. And I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. I need a little Christmas now. Call out the heart, taught you all to live each living day. Fill up the stocking, but Auntie May, it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now. But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. And we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, it's been a long time since I've done the neighborly. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on the neighborly bough. But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. And we need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now.
The fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that Mary Bay. That's wrong.
I'm going to pass out from the heat. Let's rock and roll.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're
taking this later. I haven't got much in me.
I
haven't got much in me.
We need a little
Christmas now.